Your package says delivered, but delivered where exactly? The hallway? The lobby? Your neighbor's apartment? Instead of playing detective with your deliveries, get a mailbox at the UPS store. We'll sign for your packages, text you when they arrive, and keep your deliveries low-key under lock and key. Get 3 months free mailbox services with a new annual agreement at the UPS store. For full details and to get your coupon, visit the upsstore.com/offer.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Are we a step closer to having a new Prime Minister in Britain? We're joined by Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio. But before we turn to him, let's just hear a little bit of Andy Burnham last night after he was elected for the Labour Party to be the new MP for Makerfield.
This is a final chance to change. This is what people said directly to me on the hundreds of doorsteps that I stood on. We must hear it. We must act upon it, and we must get it right. There will be no second chance. But it is a chance now, from this result tonight, to build a new politics based on unity and hope, turning away from the path that takes us to a divided, dark politics of the kind we see in the United States. We must now take this path and put this country back on the right path and bring people back together and get things working properly again.
So, Nick Ferrari, was that Andy Burnham throwing down the gauntlet to the Labour Party leader and Prime Minister Keir Starmer?
Without question. And we often talk about seismic political moments in our lives, don't we, Matt, in the coverage that we do. But this really was quite something. Just briefly to run your listeners through the numbers, he got a 55% share of the vote. Even if you add the votes together of the two, if you will, right-wing parties, Reform UK and the usurper, the rather threatening Restore UK, they still don't get anywhere near him. This was an extraordinary vote. It was framed effectively as a mini general election, if you will, that the Labour Party felt it needed a new direction. And just look who was up there yesterday. Many of Sir Keir Starmer's key performers, such as Darren Jones, Al Carnes, the former Defence Minister, Armed Forces Minister who quit last week, John Bercow, the former Conservative MP and Speaker of the House, Steve Coogan, who plays Alan Partridge, Hugh Grant, I could go on. He had a small army, and my goodness, they delivered a stunning win in the battle.
What is it about Andy Burnham that they like so much?
I think, in a sense, he's everything that Keir Starmer isn't. He can point to a very successful track record in Manchester, and to remind your listeners, this constituency is on the fringes of Greater Manchester boroughs. He is effectively a local guy. He lives in the neighbouring constituency. When I see he speaks their language, I don't mean that in any way to be offensive. He knows what Northerners are feeling, and he's just latched on to the fact that there is growing resentment, growing dissatisfaction, perhaps not resentment, growing dissatisfaction among many of Sir Keir's colleagues, growing dissatisfaction among the voters that they have not delivered. Look, next month it will be 2 years, 2 years since Keir Starmer came to power. If you look at the first 2 years of the Tony Blair government, good God, they tabled bills for devolution. They'd done all sorts of things. They'd proved so many bills forward. And here, to quote Peter Mandelson, Lord Mandelson, the problem with Keir Starmer, it's advance, buckle. It's advance, buckle. You can easily make the argument there have been so many U-turns, no one quite knows the direction in which he's heading.
But let's hear a little bit about Keir Starmer and his determination to remain as leader.
This was a very good victory in the by-election, and I've sent my congratulations to Andy Burnham, and I repeat them here. I haven't spoken to Andy directly yet, but I will. There isn't a leadership contest.
But when there is,
at the moment,
Prime Minister,
there isn't one at the moment. But as I've said on many, many occasions, I don't think that's a good thing for the country to plunge us into chaos. I would also add that now that Andy has won, which is really important, really good, he's a huge asset to us, then now will inevitably be a Manchester mayoralty by-election starting straight away. So it's important that we pull together for that. But if there is a contest, just to be clear with you, then yes, I will run, I will stand, and I've said repeatedly, I'm not going to walk away from that. There's more to do, and that's what I'm focusing on.
But Nick Ferrari, is that what he has to say at present? Because if the challenge does come, and if he sees lots of his existing cabinet members and a sizable number of Labour Party MPs deciding that they want to support Andy Burnham, does that mean that he will have to bow to the inevitable?
Keir Starmer has to say that because he has shown that he has shown he's quite a fighter in the past. I think in reality, support is slipping away. I won't say by the hour, but certainly it's going through today. And to actually get to trigger a leadership challenge, Andy Burnham needs a certain percentage of the Labour MPs. He needs 81. It is being reported on so many different media sites that he's already got 100. But it is also being reported that they're prepared to give Sir Keir Starmer over the weekend so he can sing. They would much rather have an orderly progression, if you will, or almost a coronation rather than a slugfest. The key date, I think, will come if cabinet ministers do not resign on the weekend, and I don't sense that will happen just yet. The key date will be on Tuesday. That's when Sir Keir next sits in front of his cabinet. And you may recall Boris Johnson, when he was at his defenestration, what happened was he held a cabinet meeting, and within hours, senior cabinet ministers started to resign. We subsequently learned that they were trying to persuade him to go, and he just decided to bluff and bluster his way through. So if nothing happens on the weekend, and although there is a growing and a growing sense of rebellion, I would start looking to Tuesday.
And what about Wes Streeting? Does he still fancy himself as leader of the Labour Party, or do enough other people support him, or is it now effectively it's going to be Burnham?
Mr. Streeting's probably 25 years younger than Andy Burnham. Wes Streeting gave a very important speech earlier this week at a financial conference in which he laid out a plan for growth. He talked about how some of the decisions that have been made by Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor, by Sir Keir Starmer, have been wrong and they've stymied growth. And I think it's not hard to see this as a sort of pitch to be the Chancellor to Andy Burnham. And that would make a very appealing double act, if you were, for the Labour Party, because they would go back to what the many would see as their traditional roots. I remind your listeners, Andy Burnham is much more on the left of the party. Sir Keir Starmer, quite a centrist, almost a Blairite. Andy Burnham, nothing like that, believes in higher taxation, believes in a bigger welfare state in many ways, and believes in more handouts in certain areas for people, those who need it. So if you ally him with someone who is a centrist, Wes Streeting, have you got the ticket that could drive Labour on? You can see how it would appeal. And I do think that's what probably Mr. Streeting is looking at initially.
Let's go back to what happened in Makerfield, though. As you said, just short of 55% of the votes went to Andy Burnham. Just fractionally over 2% of the votes to the Conservative candidate. Could it be that a lot of Conservative voters lent their vote to Andy Burnham and Labour just to make sure that Reform or Restore, the new offshoot, didn't get the seat?
100%. I think that's right. Restore really have now split whatever voter base there was for the far-right parties. Your listeners will be familiar with the policies of Reform UK. The policies of Restore are far more strident. They even talk about deportation and matters such as that. It is a party that, well, when my colleague, my reporter, went up to Makerfield, he couldn't actually find anyone to say that they would vote for him. And the votes that came in was 3,111. I remind you, the victor, Andy Burnham, got 24,927. So Restore was saying that they get double digits. They didn't. I'm delighted to say they got just over 3,000. But to your point, yes, I think Conservative voters seeing there would think, yes, we want to send a message. We probably do want Starmer out as PM. Let's be sure we will lend our vote to Andy Burnham. And Reform are trying to say that that's why they didn't perform. I remind you, they came at 15,696. So even if you combine Reform and Restore, you're still considerably shy of what Andy Burnham got. But that Reform, to me, rationale doesn't stand up. Because in May, you may recall, you and I were talking about the English local elections, the national in Scotland and Wales. Now, they took every single borough in and around Makerfield. So that simply doesn't stack up for me.
Although I think it's still significant, Nick, that you have more than 40% of the vote going to Reform and Restore combined.
That is right. But the collapse of the Conservative vote, they also have to say, the collapse of the Lib Dem vote. So really, it was a 2.5 horse race. But no, you're right. It still speaks to a certain sense of a certain concern within voters in the United Kingdom. But I would also point you to Scotland, where we also had two by-elections where the Reform vote collapsed. And in one instance, it was just in the low thousands. So poor performance. It wouldn't be their hunting ground, in fairness to them.
It's still,
but having had this... Ex- Go ahead, sorry, Matt.
Sorry, it's still remarkable, Nick, that a party led by Nigel Farage can get 34.5% of the vote when we're now 10 years on next week from the Brexit referendum vote. Well, it's quite clear that Brexit has done enormous economic harm to the UK. Or does the population actually see it that way? Do they see the economic harm that exit from the European Union has done?
I think now Mr. Farage and his colleagues have been very persuasive and successful in moving that conversation on, because they do point about the concerns of unlimited or unchecked migration into the country. And we have had a series of incidents. I won't go over them because some of them are going before the courts, but high profile incidents where people have been involved in high profile crimes, who we have subsequently discovered have been asylum seekers here and who arrive unchecked. So he's tried to move the narrative on. And I think if you remember, it wasn't that long ago, Sir Keir Starmer made a speech in which he said he thought this was becoming an island of strangers. So it does have a resonance. It does have an echo in what some people see as the main issue. Now, is it as important as the economy? Probably not. And that is why Andy Burnham did so much better talking about growth in the economy than talking about necessarily checking the numbers of people arriving.
Okay, one other thing I want to briefly discuss with you, because you've got World Cup fever and England and Scotland at present, but I want to play for you a little bit from a video posted by the Reform UK MP, Sarah Pooshan.
England won the football last night, and thank goodness they did, because on the occasions that England lose their football matches, the incidences of domestic violence go through the roof. So, boys, keep winning.
Keep winning so that domestic abuse doesn't happen.
As if not enough pressure is piled on poor Harry Kane and the rest of the team, this idiotic statement by the new Reform MP showing how, A, why she's so out of touch, B, why they very, very rarely put her forward to make any sort of comment, completely out of touch and very offensive to the hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of England fans who just want to see the lads do well and see how far we can progress.
Nick Ferrari, presenter Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC Radio. Thank you so much as ever.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.